This morning, when I woke up about 5 o'clock, instantly checked my phone to see if anything had happened overnight. And then, of course, getting back to sleep was like an impossibility, and I got to thinking, and my head just started running, and I couldn't stop it. And I thought, why did you decide on the confirmation message you were going to give this morning? And the other side of my mind says, I have no idea. It is May the 4th be with you. Why didn't you go with a Star Wars theme? Well, I don't know. I think we should. So from about 7 o'clock, I finally got out of bed and started writing it. So totally different. I'm really glad we didn't have the title of it. But this is going to be true confession time. When the first movie came out in 77, I was in seminary, and I went and saw it in the theater 76 times. it played in the movie theaters. You all are not going to believe this. It was in the movie theaters for over a year. That's how amazing this movie was. Okay. So anyway, with that in mind, let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. What do you call Chewbacca when he has chocolate stuck in his fur? A chocolate chip Wookiee. Which program do Jedi use to open PDF files? Adobe Wan Kenobi. And what do you get if you cross a bounty hunter with a tropical fruit? Mango Fett. All right, 10 lessons you can learn from Star Wars. First one, we are all part of something bigger. I mean, who would you say is the hero of Star Wars? Maybe Luke Skywalker. I mean, because at the end of the original trilogy, he's the last Jedi that we know about. And the only one who can defeat Darth Vader. But then again, you know, Princess Leia, she was leading the rebellion years before he came along. And what about Obi-Wan? I mean, he sacrificed everything to give the galaxy a chance of peace. And he even snuck around or stuck some more support. So in truth, each of these characters is fighting for something bigger than themselves. No matter how grand their individual achievements may be, it's all done in the name of preserving galactic freedom. And as Christians, we know the body of Christ is made up of many people from all nations and ethnic backgrounds. 1 Corinthians even teaches us that we all have an important part, an important role to play in Christ's ministry. We are all a part of the body of Christ. And it doesn't matter if you're a princess or a moisture farmer. We are all part of something bigger than ourselves. Lesson number 2, extraordinary things can come from unlikely places. Of all the planets in the Star Wars universe, perhaps none is more unremarkable than the desert world of Tatooine. Orbiting twin suns in the galaxy's outer rim, Tatooine is a harsh, desolate place ruled by gangsters. And both the Empire and the Rebellion ignore the planet, preferring to focus on more important worlds like the industrial Coruscant or the beautiful Naboo. But despite all of this, Tatooine has served as the origin point from some truly extraordinary characters. Anakin Skywalker was born there. His son Luke grew up there, not to mention that the smuggler Han Solo barely showed up on a map. The first people to hear of his birth were shepherds, men who fell on the lowest rung of the caste system. I mean, even his parents were unlikely, just a simple carpenter and a young girl. Yet God has a way of taking ordinary things and transforming them into something truly exceptional. 3, we all need a wise mentor. For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi have been the guardians of peace and justice in the galaxy. And by the end of Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, it is clear that Luke Skywalker has matured into a powerful Jedi. He's got a spiffy new lightsaber, he's mastered his force powers, and he has resisted the pull of the dark side. And this is really cool. But we need to remember that Luke didn't get this way on his own. When his journey started, Luke had Obi-Wan to shepherd, to advise and encourage him. And later Yoda would take over as his teacher and pass on the essential teachings of the Force. And Luke became a great Jedi because he had great teachers to help him, and then became a teacher to Rey. In the same way, young believers need wise mentors who will help them grow. The Christian walk was never meant to be undertaken alone. And we can only learn so much on our own ability. Having teachers who will challenge, instruct, and support the next generation in their pursuit of God is of it could mean the difference between a thriving church and a stagnant community. 4, Christians need an elegant weapon. It's hard to imagine the iconic Jedi without their lightsaber. Obi-Wan describes these trusty laser swords as an elegant weapon. And in the hands of a master, it's hard to argue with his assessment. A lightsaber can cut through metal, deflect blaster shots, and even bring light to dark places. When armed with one of these, a Jedi is a formidable foe. Without it, they're in deep trouble. Like the lightsaber, scripture is often portrayed as being a weapon. In Ephesians 6, believers are called upon to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in order to do battle with the enemy. While a lightsaber may be the hallmark of a true Jedi Knight, the Bible is the tool of a true Christian. When we keep it close, it can be a force for good. But without it, we're next to useless. But it is not, and I repeat, it is not a weapon to be used against others, but a tool to build them up, to encourage them and welcome them and nurture their faith. Lesson 5, your actions are what make you extraordinary. Nearly everything in the Star Wars universe revolves around the Jedi. They're the ones who can use the Force. They're the ones with crazy laser swords leading the charge for galactic freedom. Anybody who doesn't share their amazing abilities has to stand back with the Ewoks, or at least that's how things appear. And yet in Rogue One, we see that the Jedi are gone. So it's up to the average human, alien, whatever, to step up and protect the innocent. And boy, do they ever. This was the chapter where the galaxy saw you didn't need to be extraordinary to make a difference. And Christians can sometimes be a bit conceited. We put too much focus on huge accomplishments, and we forget the simple actions at the heart of our faith: courage, charity, forgiveness. These virtues are what create lasting change in our world. God doesn't need you to save the planet. He only asks that you act justly, show mercy, and walk humbly with him through life. And 6, even the best of us can fail or fall. There are few villains in the Star Wars universe more menacing than Darth Vader. With his crimson lightsaber and his ragged breathing, this dark lord of the Sith inspires fear wherever he goes. Audiences have witnessed him destroy planets, murder subordinates, and even torture his own children. And yet perhaps the most distressing aspect of Vader's character is that he used to be good. Long ago, Vader was a Jedi named Anakin Skywalker, who fought to protect the people of the Galactic Republic. Humans are susceptible to sin and brokenness. I mean, just look at Peter, who denied Christ, or David, who was guilty of murder and adultery. Sin, the dark side, is very real, and every Christian must be on guard against temptation. Lesson 7, you must master your fear. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering, intones Yoda ominously. Throughout the Star Wars chronology, we see how fear undermines the actions of our heroes. Fear of failure and loss leads Anakin down a path he knows is wrong. Fear of conflict almost keeps the rebels from standing up to the Empire. Fear of weakness pushes Kylo Ren to murder his own father. Fear has the potential to tear us down and leave us crippled. But Scripture maintains that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and self-discipline. Anyone who follows Christ must learn to master that fear. It won't happen without a struggle, but it is possible. Jesus is greater than anything the darkness can send at you, for he has defeated death itself. And 8, it is never too late for redemption. At the very end of the Return of the Jedi, just when it seems that all hope is lost, something incredible happens. Darth Vader, the long-standing antagonist of the series, sacrifices himself and defeats the Emperor. Vader had believed he was too far gone to ever find redemption. He had done so many terrible things, betrayed so many people. How could he ever be forgiven? And Luke, on the other hand, no pun intended, never lost faith in Vader. In fact, he believed so strongly, he was willing to pay the ultimate price for his forgiveness. There are many people like Vader who look back on their mistakes and think it's too late. But they're wrong. It doesn't matter how far we've strayed or how mangled we've become, Jesus gave his life so that we could be forgiven. And God doesn't need to save you. God already has. 9, be mindful of the next generation. Star Wars may have taken place in a galaxy far, far away, but it also unfolds over the course of many, many years. In this time, we watch several characters grow into themselves, make crucial decisions, and ultimately leave their mark on history. Yet the story never ends there. A new generation is always waiting to take up the mantle and have a profound effect on those, on who those younglings become. Everyone should be mindful of their legacy, especially Christians. At its heart, Scripture teaches believers not only to follow the gospel, but to convey its message to a new generation, which is what we are doing today with a baptism and confirmation, to train up their child in the ways of God. Readers are reminded that life is short and what we do in this world will echo long after we are gone. It can be tempting to focus only on the here and now. But a wise disciple looks forward to the future, for we are only a small chapter in God's grand narrative. And 10, be the hope your world needs. Hope is a heavy theme in the Star Wars universe. In each episode, we see a galaxy at war. Evil is in power, and those fighting for the side of freedom are besieged, beleaguered, and facing improbable odds. Still, despite everything, selfless heroes rise up to defend the weak. And when all hope seems lost, they create more. The actions of individuals like Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, Poe Dameron, Rey, and Finn are what ignite the fire of courage in others. By standing against the shadow, they show the universe that evil can be defeated. God calls faithful followers to be lights in a very dark world. Where there is hatred, we should bring love. Where there is fear, we should bring courage. Where there is injustice, we must bring justice. Where others take vengeance, we must offer forgiveness. And when the world needs hope, our actions should supply it. No matter how far the darkness falls, there is still hope in the love and power of Jesus Christ. Who says, if the Lord is for us, who can be against us? The force of the Holy Spirit will be with us, always and in everything. Amen.